That Brahma ji did tapas willed by Lord Narayan. He gave him the indication, 16th consonant and 21st tapa, and he did the tapas. Willed by Lord, he did the tapas. Willed by Lord, he was invited, he was shown his abode. And there he saw Lord Narayan, Chaturbhuj Roop, and his all Roop was described in detail. And all the attendants were also Chaturbhuja. And who else were around the Narayan? 25 Shaktis. 4 plus 16 plus 5. We have seen all this. Cross element, subtle element, and Mahatattva, Ahankar. These things we have seen. They were all around him. Then after that, Lord said, Varam varam bhadram te varesam. No, before that, Karesh prasam. Trust. Who touched whom? Narayan touched Brahmaji. Dekho, we have got that Lord Narayan in ourselves. It is present with us. We don't have to say with him. He is 24 hours with us and giving the capacity to this hand to lift. Continuously he is in our touch. Suppose if we start our day by remembering that the Lord is with me, देखो फिर कैसी मस्ती होती है. The whole day you will be so much inspired that you can't think of this. He is already with us, but we are not thinking he is not with us. He is 24 hours. Kar sparsha. He is touching us every moment. Whole life is with us. Then he says, Varam varam bhadram te varesam ma vivanchitam. You ask me any boon, I can give you whatever boon you want. But the maximum is that if you get my darshan, that is the highest thing. And you have got the darshan. Brahmaji got the darshan of Lord Narayan. Then he said that you did the tapas because I willed. You came here because I willed. And the cause of my srishti, creation, sustenance and the dissolution is also based on tapas. And what is the greatest tapas for us? Manascha indriyana ekagrayam param tapah. For us, the param tapah ki, what is that? To control our senses and mind. Control our senses and mind, withdrawing from the world. That is the control of senses and mind. That is the param tapa. Doing breath, jap and this also is tapa. Studying scripture is also tapa. But the greatest tapas, it is said, is the control of your mind and senses and make it single-minded. When Lord Narayan said, okay, you ask for a boon, what Brahmaji said, let us see.
Brahmo vacha भगवान सर्वभूतानां अध्यक्षो वस्थितो गुहां वेदय प्रतिरुद्धेन प्रज्ञानेन चिकीर्षितम्.
भगवान सर्वभूतानां अध्यक्षो अवस्थितो गुहां. गुहां मीन्स इन द हार्ट. भगवान यू आर इन ऑल बीइंग्स. अवस्थित यू आर सिटिंग इन द हार्ट ऑफ एवरीबडी एंड यू by your unobstructed wisdom that what I want. Is it not so? He is illumining all our thoughts inside. So what thought has come into the mind of Brahmaji, the Lord Narayan in the form of Sakshi in Brahmaji knew what he wanted. Theek hai ki nahi? He is illumining our thoughts. I may not be able to express it, but he knows. I praised somebody in my mind. I didn't speak it out. But Lord knows. Similarly, say Brahmaji said, you are seated in my heart. You know what I want, Chikirsitam, what I wish, what I desire, you know. Still, he said, next one.
Tathapi Natha Manasya Natha Natha Yanadinam Paravayatha Rupi Janiyate Twarupinah.
Tathapi Natha Manasya Natha, O Lord, still I file my petition. I request you. What? Para avare yatha rupe janiyam te tva rupina. Your roop I want to know. Which roop? Para and avar. Higher and lower. Nirgun and sakar. I want both. I want the absolute and the relative also. How you are Nirgun, Nirakar, you tell me about that also. And how you are in the Sagun Sakar, that also tell me. I want both. Suppose you are given this chance, boon to you. Suppose you come to meet Narayan, what will you ask? Will you ask this question? Tell me your room, what is Nirgun, what is Sagun? आप मांगो कि लड़की की शादी हो जाए बस अगेन एंड अगेन इट इज सेड इन आवर स्क्रिप्चर व्हेन यू कम टू नो ए ब्रह्मविद यू शुड आस्क क्वेश्चन अबाउट आत्मन एंड ब्रह्मन ओनली डोंट आस्क एनी क्वेश्चन अबाउट द ऑब्जेक्ट क्वेश्चंस आर नॉट डोंट आस्क एनी वर्ल्डली थिंग्स He also asked that, then he clarifies 26 and 27 together.
Yatha yatma maya yogena nana shakti upavrimhitam virumpan krishajan grinhan vivratatmanam atmana kriyasya mobha sankalpa urnana viryato nute tatha
तथा तद विषयाम धेहि मनीषा मई माधव देहि यू गिव मी दिस इंफॉर्मेशन गिव मी दिस इंटेलिजेंस व्हाट दैट इज यथा आत्म माया योगेन यथा बाय योर आत्म माया बाय योर आत्म माया व्हाट यू डू नाना शक्ति उपृहितम You create lot of many things with different powers. Bilumpan, you withdraw. Visrijan, you create. Grinnan, you sustain. You tell me that power by which you are creating the whole world, sustaining it and withdrawing it, and how that Atmanam Atmana. You are doing yourself. You are projecting this whole world yourself. You have become whole world in different name and form. How you have become like that? You got it. Lord has become the whole world. Atmanam Atmana. You have become the whole thing. By your power, which is called Atma Maya. And you are creating, you are sustaining, and you are withdrawing. Tell me about that. Kire sumoga sankalpa urna viryathor urna viryathor rute. Like urnavi. Urnavi means? Urnavi? Spider. Spider.
Spider. Urnavi.
Kurma is tortoise.
Urna
Navi. Spider. Have you seen the spider making his own web out of his own lava? And then withdraws also. You might have seen in your house the web you have seen, but withdrawing you have not seen. But you can easily see when it hangs from the top and again climbs. That we have seen. So he creates his own world out of himself. Similarly, Lord, you are also creating out of yourself. How do you create? How you become all this thing, all this power? You tell me about this in detail.
भगवत् शिक्षितमहं करवाणि यथेन्द्रितः नेह मानः प्रजा सर्गं बद्धेयं यदनुग्रहात्
भगवत् शिक्षितमहं करवाणि यथेन्द्रितः व्हाटएवर आई एम ऑर्डर्ड बाय यू आई शैल डू द क्रिएशन लॉर्ड गेव हिम द होल ब्लूप्रिंट हाउ टू क्रिएट द होल वर्ल्ड नारायण इज ऑलरेडी ट्रांसपोर्ट इन हिज हार्ट Now he says, I will create as you have ordered. I will be doing the same thing. Karvani atindritaha, without any negligence. Atindritaha, no negligence. Nehamana prajasargam, na ihamana prajasargam. When I am creating this prajasargam, I am creating. Nehamana, I should not get this mana, doership, kartitvaship. The doership should not come in me. It is because of you, because of your blueprint, because of your power, I am going to create whole thing, but I am only an instrument. I should not think, I am creating. This mana should not come to me, but they am yad anugraha. And if this doership comes, then I am bound. The moment the doership comes, I am bound. We all have got the doership, we are all bound. And he wants that I should not get bound by this ego, this ahankar that I am creating. Please savor your grace, yad anugraha. Therefore, what I ask is, give me this boon that I am not bound by the doership. Because when doership comes, karta is bhokta. He has to become bhokta also. If I am not karta, I am not bhokta. If somebody else is doing any work, he will suffer or enjoy. I am not doing. If I do, I will be enjoying and suffering the fruits. So karta bhokta should not come to me. Yes.
यावत् सखा सख्यो निवेशते कृतः प्रजामि सर्गे विभजामि भोजनम् अविक्लमस्ते परिकर्मणि स्थितः मामे समुन्नत्य मद अजमानिनः
यावत् सखा सख्यो निवेशते कृतः सिंस यू हैव एक्नॉलेज मी एज योर फ्रेंड बिकॉज यू हैव ट्रस्ट मी You have accepted me as your friend. Therefore, O Lord, let me not be puffed with the pride. Man should not come in. Vivadami me janan. Ab klipte se parikarmani stito. And I may not be immune. He is asking, I may not be immune from the birth. Because Brahmaji life is also limited by time. He will also die. So he wants that he should not be immune from that also. So long I am engaged in the forming and creating the whole world, the jiva according to their karma. Because all jiva will get their bodies according to their karma, past vasanas. But in what happens in the humans? In humans when we are successful, Brahmaji is successful in creating the whole world. But when we become successful, we boast, I have done this thing, I have created this thing. But Brahmaji says, no, that pride should not come to me.
Is this the boon he is asking Lord Narayana, that he should not get pride in him?
Right. This is the I am not the doer. I may not get puffed with the pride, that I am creating the whole thing. That should not come to me. Now, the Bhagavat, fourth Sloki Bhagavat is coming. Bhagwan is saying, this is the original Bhagavat, only four slokas, given by Lord Narayan to Brahmaji. And after that, the Ved Vyas here. Whole Vedanta is in the four slokas. Let us see. Sri Bhagavan Vacha.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Jnanam param guhyam me yad vijnana samanvitam sarahasyam tadangam cha grihana taditam maya.
Jnanam, knowledge, param guhyam, supreme secret, me, my, yad, which is, vijnana samanvitam, vijnana samanvitam, along with its experience. The Lord is going to give us the jnana and vijnana, theory and the practical, knowledge and its experience, jnana and vijnana, sarahasyam, along with all secrets. I will tell you everything in detail, all secrets. Tad angam cha, with all its limbs. Grihan, listen, gaditam maya, as said by me. Please listen. Our Guruji has said, Jnana and Vijnana. Jnana means knowledge of the world of name and form. Vijnana means the cause of the world. So I will tell you about the Jagat also and the cause of the Jagat about me also. Jnana and Vijnana. Another meaning of Jnana and Vijnana. To accept the existence of God is Jnana. Bhagavan hai is Jnana. And began, I am that Bhagavan is began. Brahmaji is there, Vishnu is there, Maheshwar is there, Lord Ram is there, Krishna is there, Brahman is there. Our understanding is that they are all different from me. That is Jnana. What is Vijnana?
I am that Brahman.
How I am that Brahman? How I am Brahman? We have got Atman? Guaranteed. What is the difference between Atman and Brahman?
Conditioned
by body is Atman. Atman unconditioned by body is Brahman. Atman we have got. So if we leave the Upadhi, body, from the state of that Atman, we are Brahman. So experiencing that I am that is Vijnana. The knowing about the God is Jnana. Vijnana is I am that. That is aparochanubhuti. Thirdly, Guruji writes, knowledge gained by mere study of scripture is Jnana. Merely studying the scripture is Jnana, but knowing the meaning of that is Vijnana. So Jnana and Vijnana, the first meaning,
knowledge of
name and form is Jnana, and the source of all name and form is Vijnana. Number one meaning. Yeah, Naam Roop is that only. But we are seeing only Naam Roop, na?
So,
that is Satchitananda. Naam Roop, in everything, five things are there. What we are seeing only Naam Roop, name and form. But Asti Bhati Priya Satchitananda, we are not able to see. And that Satchitananda is me, is the Vijnana. So studying the scriptures, like our all children are learning Bhagavad Gita, they are chanting, they memorize, they don't know meaning, but that is Jnana. Once they come to know the meaning, that is Vijnana. So at this time, our only job is to memorize them. They will come back.
Our this grace.
हमारा खड़ा अगर ऐसे मुंह खुला रहेगा तो इट इज सावरिंग द ग्रेस इज कमिंग लाइक द रेन कम्स एंड यू कैन कलेक्ट द वाटर इफ योर माउथ इज ओपन. अगर आपका खड़ा उल्टा है you cannot collect the grace. If you think that the grace is not coming, that means you have not surrendered fully to the Lord. Grace, you are not receiving the grace. If you have got a feeling like grace is not coming, that means your pot is on the reverse side. You have not surrendered completely to the Lord, open to the Lord, I am ready to receive your grace. Then another thing, with the intensity we are holding to object, emotions and thought, with the same intensity, if we want to hold on to the Lord, you will get it. Thakur Ramakrishna said, three types of love required. Love of mother toward the child, love of wife toward her husband, and love toward your properties. Three types of love. Put together and apply on the Lord. You will get Lord. It is also said, toward the object, emotion, thought is called asakti. Asakti matlab, agar ye asakti hai to ja bhi sakti hai. It is temporary. Why it is temporary? Because all the worldly things are temporary. So naturally the end is result of the love toward all the object, emotions and thought is temporary. And if the love is toward the God, Lord is permanent, so our love will be also permanent. Very good. Now comes the Chatushlokiya Bhagavatam.
Repeat.
अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद्यत्सदसत्परम् पश्चादहं यदेतच्च यो वशिष्येत सोऽस्म्यहम् अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद्यत्सदसत्परम् पश्चादहं यदेतच्च यो वशिष्येत सोऽस्म्यहम्.
So verse number 32, 33, 34 and 35, these are the four slokas, we call it Chatushlokiya Bhagavat, 32 to 35. And these slokas deal with, 32 deals with the Brahman, the nature of Brahman, 33 deals with the Maya, nature of Maya, 34 deals with the nature of Jagat, and 35 tells us the means to reach Brahman.
So this is Shastra in itself, Jeev Jagat Ishwar Sadhan.
Mm-hmm. Complete. Then 4 itself, the whole Vedanta is here. The first one is regarding Brahman, nature's Brahman. 32, 33 is Maya, the nature of Maya. 34 is about the Jagat, and 35 is the means to reach Brahman. Sadhan, how can we reach? Complete ho gaya na pura, the nature of Brahman, how you are creating the whole world, Maya also, how the Jagat is there, that also is there, and how can I, from the Jagat, how can I reach you? Tell me that also. Sadhan is also there. So it is called Chatushlokiya Bhagavat. In Manduk Upanishad, I am Atma Chatuspada. It is said, one mantra is there, that Atma is Chatuspada. Atma has got four pada, four parts. What are those? Viswa Taijas Pragya Turiya. Viswa Taijas Pragya Turiya. These three words we have listened earlier in Tirtha.
Three statements.
in Tattva Bodh.
Viswa,
waking state, Tejas, dream state, and Pragya, deep sleep state. And Turiya is the constantly available in all three states. Turiya is there, on that come waking state comes, it goes away, dream state comes, dream state also goes away, deep sleep comes, after deep sleep again waking comes. One state is always there, negating the other two. And these are all states are temporary. They come and go, come and go, come and go. What is permanent? Turiya is the state which is permanent. So in Jagrita Avastha, that substratum, that Turiya, that consciousness, that Atman is with us. In Swapna also is there, and in the deep sleep is also there. So that Turiya, that consciousness, that Atman, that Brahman is the substratum of all three states. Three states are disturbance on Atman. So there also it is said, Chatuspad, Atma Chatuspad. I am trying to relate this Chatusloki with Chatu, Chatu, Chatu. What are the four things? Chatur Varna, Maya Srishta, Chatur Varna, Brahman, Chatri Vaishya Sutra, four. Chatusloki Bhagavat. Ved, how many Ved are there? Brahma, how many ways? Brahma Sutra also has got four chapters, and each chapter has got four pada. So four is also important in our scripture. So therefore, Chatuslokiya Bhagavata. Then comes the, let us see the meaning. Aham. Aham means which I? Limited eye or pure eye? Small eye or big eye?
Big eye.
Big eye. Gurudev used to distinguish between small eye and big eye. Small eye means jiva. Aham pustakam pathami. Pustakam, I am studying book. Who is this eye? Aham?
Small eye.
Aham pustakam pathami. Small eye. But here this aham means Suddha Brahman, the capital I, the big I. Eva, Eva means alone. Aham Eva, alone. Asam, Asam means existed. Again Eva word has come. Why two Eva have been used? I will discuss, I will tell you later on. Aham Eva, Asam, Eva, Agre. Agre means before. So before I was alone there, I alone existed before. Na anyat yat sat asat param. Na anyat, not anything else. Na anyat, anything. Sat asat. Yat sat asat param. Yat means which is sat.
Truth in all three meanings.
Asat.
Changes.
Very good. Param?
The most.
Most. Yeah. That is why you need a guru, you know. Here the meaning is different. Here sat means all gross objects. Asat does not mean non-existent. Asat means subtle objects. Gross object.
Gross object, yeah.
Whatever you perceive by your five organs of perception is all sat. Sat, gross, subtle, and the cause of both gross and subtle. But thank you, I will explain, you will understand. First, you understand the meaning. I alone existed agre earlier. Na anyat. There was nothing else, gross, subtle, or the cause of both gross and subtle. Sat, asat, and param. Sat here does not mean the definition which were given in the Tattva, Trikale Tishtati Sat, you are right. One definition is that. Asat means non-existent, which is not there in three period of time. And Sat and Asat Param, beyond that. You have to understand like this. This Param here is not the supreme. This Param is Maya. Maya has got two forms, manifest and unmanifest. Vyakta and Abhyakta. Gross and subtle. And who is the cause of gross and subtle? Param. Here Param is that Maya.
So Param is that cause of it?
Not that. Not here. Not in this sloka. The meaning you have to take as explained by Guru Mukha. Jaise Guru bolenge vaisa samjho, tab samjhoge. Nahi to you are all confused.
So sat is gross.
Subtle.
Yeah.
And cause of gross and subtle
is
Maya.
It's Maya Vidya Prakriti. We are coming to that slowly. Paschat, later on, aham, after dissolution, aham, yad etacha, whatever there is, yah, who, avishishet, remain, sa asmiham, he, I myself am. Agre, before creation, I alone was there. Then after that, creation came into existence. Sustenance, dissolution, pascha, after dissolution, what remains? So truly speaking, Lord want to say, I alone exist, I am, and I will.
I was, I am, I will.
Aur kuch nahi hai. Kali Brahman hi Brahman hai, that's all. Guruji says, this implies that the world was never created, nor destroyed, and it is truly never existed. Very difficult to digest. No? Very difficult to digest. Not there. It is appearance, and disappearance is an illusion only. What is illusion? Mithya. What is this jagat? We call it mithya. Why we call it mithya? Because it is neither sat nor asat. What is sat? Trikale tishtati iti sat. We find that the jagat is never exists for three period of time. It is not permanent. We can't say asat. It is not there. That also we can't say. Since it is limited in time, we call it mithya. The word given is mithya for this. It is an illusion only. The reality behind this, the reality behind it never changes. Never, never changes. How do we prove that? From Dhrigadrishya Vivek we know Asti Bhanti Priya Namru. In each and every object of the world, five things you will find. In each and every object. Like the chair, Asti Bhanti Priya, chair exists, Asti is there. It can express itself in the particular form, Bhati. Is there. Priya. It is Priya to somebody. Those who sit, they like it, they love it. It is giving ananda to those people who sit on that. Asti Bhati Priya. And Roop, it has got a Roop and we call, given a name. For transaction, we say this is chair. With the same material, this table is made because its Roop is different, so we have given that. Now the Roop changes, but the Satchidananda never changes. Mango tree is there. Cut it. What will it become? It becomes log. Cut the log.
Furniture.
Plank. With the plank you make furniture. When tree, mango tree was there, it was Satchidananda plus mango tree. You cut it, now it became log. Naam Rup changed. Satchitananda is still there. With the log, Satchitananda is there. You cut the log into planks, square, round, and all those things you made. Satchitananda is there and plank is there. Made the furniture, plank is gone. Now it become furniture. Satchitananda is there and furniture is there. Burn the furniture, it become ass. Furniture is gone, ass is there. Satchitananda is there with the ass. So Satchitananda, starting from the mango tree to the log to plank to furniture to ass, is one and same, continuously there. But the Namaru continuously change. Got it? Namaru changes, Satchitananda, the subtractant, never changes. Very good. So whatever the Naam Roop is there, this whole Naam Roop is changing and perishable. That is why Lord says this is not permanent, this is mithya. It is not there at all. Even in the science also, we always say, na, energy is never created, never destroyed. It only changes its forms. From one energy to another energy, it goes. Like hydroelectricity we make, we convert into another, then we utilize in somewhere else and it continues, not destroyed. Similarly, in Upanishad, Lord said, Nayam kutaschita, I am not born from something. Causeless cause, the Brahman is not born from anything. And again it is a na babuva kaschita. I never became anything. That is also said. So the cause and effect we find in the worldly things, but the Brahman is beyond the cause and effect. And what is his nature? Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahita. What is the nature of Brahman? Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahita. Bheda, Rahita, Swagat.
Swagata, Bheda, Rahita.
Bheda. Bheda means difference. Rahita means without any difference. Without any difference. Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Hindi word. Swagata, Bheda, Rahita. You have to remember this word. This will come.
This right and meaning he will say.
Sajatiya, in the jati, like human beings. In human beings, different jati is there, na? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sudra, then male, female, then white, brown, black. Different jati. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, American. Different. We make division. But in Brahman, there is no such division. Sajatiya bheda rahita. Why sajatiya bheda rahita? There is no difference in Brahman. Why? Why there is
no difference?
Not
if it was
a
difference, then it would be perishable and limited
and
beyond creation. It is Brahman.
For making a jati, you need something more than one, is it not so? How many Brahmans are there?
Two. One. Perishable and limited.
One. One. So, koi jati nahi hai? How can you say that Brahman is American or Indian or Chinese or this and that? Male or female? No. Sajatiya bhed nahi hai usme. Sajatiya. Bijatiya. Bijatiya, different other species. Animal, plant, mineral, devatas. There is no division like that also. Bijatiya, different species. Why?
He alone
is. Only one.
Because he is alone. Do hone se to species hoga na, this is animal. If there are two, then we can say this is animal. This third one is a plant. But only one. So there is no other jati. Therefore vijatiya. So within the same species, no difference. In different species, not there, Bijati. Swagat, in himself there is bhed, like in our human body, hand is not leg, leg is not eye, eye is not ear. We have got different limbs. But Brahman has got no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. Therefore, there is no difference in Swagat also. So the nature of Brahman is Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Swagat, Bhed, Rahitam. Aham eva asam. This aham is the sentient being. The Lord, the Brahman. He said, I alone was there. Here aham is represented by Narayan, Lord Narayan. Lord is saying to Brahmaji. So he is saying, aham, I alone was there. Nothing else was there. So how can you define an object? We can define an object in three ways. One is the Swarup Lakshan. What is the Swarup? Essential nature, the guna of a thing. Like a sweetness of the sugar is the guna of sugar.
Tattvabodhi is coming.
So who is this Brahman? So in this slok it is not said Satchidananda. Have you marked this in this slok? It is not said Satchidananda here. Swarup Lakshan is not said. So a thing can be defined by Swarup Lakshan. Or it can be defined by Tatastha Lakshan with reference to something. He is being defined with reference to Jagat here. Jagat which was created, which stayed some time and dissolved. In reference to that Jagat, he is being defined.
He being Brahman,
Narayan. He said, I am different from that. But he is being indicated here in this verse with reference to Jagat. Galti aur difficult hai thoda. First one is what is that? First Swarup Lakshan. Swarup Lakshan means Satchidananda. But do you find Swarup Lakshan Satchidananda? But earlier I said that this verse is describing Brahman. How you describe Brahman? With reference to something. Like suppose in one division all the houses are looks alike. Here's all are matchboxes. They all look alike. Suppose they are painted also the same way. They are painted also the same way. Now you want to identify which one is the Umaji's house. So I will tell you, do you see that crow sitting on that house? That house is Umaji's house because all houses look alike. I want to distinguish the house of Umaji. So how you will distinguish? By Tatastha Lakshan. I am identifying with a crow which is not an essential part of the house.
For some time it is associated.
It is sitting on the house for some time. It is not the one part. It is not the essential part of the house. So through that crow I am indicating that is the house of Umaji. Similarly, I am indicating Brahman through this Jagat, which is created, sustained and dissolved. Agre paschat. Did you find this word there? Agre paschat. With reference to this Jagat. And third type of definition is called Atad Vyabhriti Lakshana. Atad Vyabhriti Lakshana. Not this, not this, not this, not this, not this, not this, not this. Is the chair Brahman? No. Is the table Brahman? No. Is the world? Sun? No. Space? No. No, 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 no. Negate everything. What remains? So in three ways you can define a thing. Swarup Lakshan, Satchidanand. That is not taken in this verse. Tatastha Lakshan, By that way it is described. With reference to the Jagat it is being defined here. And third type is Atat Vyapriti Lachan. Now the Ev word has come two times. What is the meaning of Ev? Ev means alone. Before gross word, subtle word, and the cause of both word, like in our gross body, subtle body, and the causal body is the cause of gross body and subtle body. Is it not so? Vasana is the causal body, is the cause of gross body and subtle body. Lord wants to say, I am different from your gross body, Sat, from your subtle body, which constitute of your mind and intellect and all emotions there, and the cause of your gross body and the subtle body, which is called the causal body. Is it not different? Gross body, mind and intellect, subtle body, this is the causal body. Is he not different from them? He is different.
So in the Jivan Mukta, the causal body doesn't exist, it has dissolved, but he has to just live his prarabdha out.
Gross body, subtle body, causal body of Jivan Mukta is still there for experiencing the prarabdha. That will be there. But he don't think that he is gross body, subtle body and the causal body.
He's not affected.
He's not
falsified.
He falsify. We also have to falsify. If you want to see Satchidananda everywhere, Brahman everywhere, so there are five things. Satchit Anand, Nam Rupa. Now we are seeing only Nam Rupa. Is it not so? We are seeing the Rupa. Oh, this Rupa, Sindhuja Ji. This Rupa, Devang Ji. Rupa and Nam. Suppose you want to see Asti Bhati Priya, it is already with you, Satchidana is already with you. So what you have to do? Falsify the Rupa and Nam. Falsify the Rupa and Nam. Falsify doesn't mean kill. I want to see Atman, so I start cutting my whole body and want to see this small Atman. No, not that way. Asti Bhanti Priya is there, and on that Nam Rupa is there. All five things are there. What we have to do with our third eye of wisdom, I have to see this thing. Without that wisdom, I am seeing only Nam Rupa. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is our understanding. Huh? Oh, Vidya Ji hai, Anuja Ji hai, Umair Ji hai. This is, we see only the Nam Rupa, that's all. With eye of wisdom, falsify, then I see that Atman in Vidya Ji, Atman in Anuja Ji, Atman in that. Is one the same? So realized person sees the common thing in all. Ignorant person sees plurality. So the first aim in this sloka states that I alone existed, and the second aim states I am not karta.
Karta.
Karta or bhokta.
Aham eva sam.
Aham eva asam eva. Why to eva? In Sanskrit or in the sloka, we never add anything extra, not even a single letter they will add. What is the meaning of two av? One av means I alone existed before gross, subtle or the causal things were there. Pehle hum akela tha aur kuch nahi tha. And at that time, I was not even karta and bhokta. Second av says that. I am not the doer. Brahman is not the doer. Brahman is always Nikamma and Akarta.
Nikamma.
Does nothing. For doing anything, he has to take the help of Maya. Then he can create anything. Without Maya, he cannot do anything. Brahman is a karta. Therefore, the first Ave says, I alone existed. Second Ave says that I was also not karta or bhokta. So we perceive all the world with my five grahendriya, and there are only five sense objects. But Lord says, at that time, when I was alone there, there was no gross world, no subtle world. Gross world is whatever we perceive. Subtle world, all the thoughts and emotions. These are subtle, sukshma. And the cause of this gross and subtle is vasana, causal body. देखो भाई ये भागवत है, ये तो वेदांत है, हम क्या करें अब, आप लोगों को कहानी कहाँ से सुनाएं?
कहानी कहाँ से
सुनाएं?
उसमें भी वेदांत आएगा।
But this Paramatma can never become gross, subtle and causal. Once he becomes gross, subtle and causal, then he becomes perishable. The moment anything is seen, whatever is seen, is changing and perishable. Katam, we cannot show you in this way. In our body, we have seen gross body, subtle body, causal body, and the experiencer is different from gross body, subtle body and the causal body, because all three bodies are inert. Sentient being is jiva. This is gross body. Gross body is made of panchamahabhuta. All panchamahabhuta are inert. Therefore, body made of panchamahabhuta is also inert. Then we have got a subtle body, which is mind and intellect. Mind and intellect is also made of apanchikrita panchamahabhuta. Those is also inert. So, subtle body is also inert. Vasana is the prakriti, maya, likes, dislikes, ajnan, ignorance, this also is inner. And who is the knower of this inner is that Atman in me. That Atman is different from causal body, gross body and subtle body.
Stool, Sukshma, Karan, Sharir, Vyatirikta, Pancha Koshati.
Definition of Atman.
Avastha Traisa. Same thing.
Same thing is written here, same. Not different. नहीं तत्व बोध पढ़ोगे तो भागवत पढ़ो।
पहले तत्व बोध पढ़ो फिर भागवत
पढ़ो। What is the cause of the world? We'll discuss in our next class.
Second.
एक घंटा हो गया। What is the cause of the world?
One question. The example you gave about the mango tree, the trunk and the leg. The statement was made that Satchidananda became mango tree. Satchidananda became now from mango tree to the trunk. But when we say Satchidananda doesn't do anything, he doesn't become.
Here the point we was trying to show that there is no change in the Satchidananda. Satchidananda continues.
Not become, he is.
He is still existing. The changes are happening in the Naam Roop. Continuously the Naam Roop are changing, but the existence, the Asti Bhati Priya remains, or Satchidananda remains same in all. It is never changing, never destroyed. That was the idea behind that.
Doesn't become.
No,
he never become.
Become
means when the whole world, if you see, is Satchidananda himself. Whole world is Satchidananda. How whole world is Satchidananda? If I say Rupaji is Satchidananda, how? Not with form, but falsify the form, name, then Satchidananda. Everybody is Satchidananda.
Existence, the isness is the mango tree, is the log, is plank, is that isness is Satchidananda.
Can
specifying, like, you know, how just that it's
that is understanding.
Changing and perishing, and that
is 10:30, Amma. You raise this question again next time, or you listen to Dhrigadishya Vivek.
It is understanding. Falsifying means understand.
In,
it is all understanding.
In Panchadasi, we discussed Paramatma Advayananda Purvam Purna Swamaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishat
Jiva
Pravishat
Pravishat Jiva Paramatma. First stroke of chapter 10 of Panchadasi. Paramatma Advaya, non-dual. He is Purna Purvam, he was alone there. Swamaya, with his own Maya. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, he became the Jagat. Can we not say that this chair is also Paramatma? Because Satchitananda is there, non-dual is there. I always say that the five things are always there with everything, all there. Swayameva Bhutva. And then he was so fascinated. Arey, humne manushya bana diya. But that manushya was inert. Entered into it. And he became alive.
Became jeev. Pravishat jeeva rupata.
So we can say he's a material cause and efficient cause.
Hmm? He is a material cause, he is an efficient cause. Everything he did. Now I apply the formula of Tattva Bodha. By your own experience. In dream, your mind is material cause. You are creating the whole dream world without bringing in anything from outside, because all your indriyas are closed. Are you not creating the whole world there? Suppose you are doing Acharya Ji there, and Acharya Ji is sleeping here in Jeeva Mission. You are bringing there in the dream Acharya. Who created that Acharya? Your mind created. And then, who is illuminating that? Efficient cause, who is the efficient cause? Material cause, your mind. Efficient cause, who is creating that? When the material cause and the efficient cause is one and same, the creation is?
Not true.
Oh, is it not so? If that is true, therefore the material cause and efficient cause behind the whole world is God. Therefore the whole world is
false.
Oh.